Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin. And right now, today, December 7th, 2025, that Texit Coin is sitting right at $3.02. And I tell you what, they've signed up over 55,000 folks to help. This is a crowdsource project, and they've got over 55,000 miners that are pitching in to mine that Texit coin out there in the great state of Texas. Hey, if you want to get in on this and learn more about it, just shoot an email to texitmines@gmail.com, TEXITMINES@gmail.com. And put the word Palm in there, PALM, to get a discount on that first mining share. All right, thank you, Texit Coin, for sponsoring the show, and let's get right into the show.
Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are grateful to be back here with y'all today, and we are breaking bad. I'm right here, got my good brother beside me. How you doing this morning, Douglas?
Outstanding, got my copperosity Joshua Wading today.
You get that copperosity Joshua Wading. We're going to use a lot of big words like mayonnaise, lots of that stuff. I tell you what, I am wound up. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I'm on an intermittent fast. I'm about 14 hours fasted.
Oh, that's good.
Second cup of black coffee.
That's good.
I tell you what, I'm wound up tighter than a nun's butthole right now. So
14 hours, that's about how long it's been since dinner last night.
Yeah. Right. So I'm getting my stomach kind of talking to me right now. And but we are glad to be here. I tell you what, Douglas, I think this is episode 66 of the Palm Pine
working
Podcast.
On 100, yeah. Well, we ought to have another raffle to celebrate either the 100th episode or maybe our 1 year anniversary in March, one of the two.
I think that's a great
idea. And be building
idea.
Up for that next raffle, y'all. You know, so probably to qualify for it, you want to get that free or paid membership on Patreon.
There you go. That's a great Christmas gift. You could Christmas gift it, you know, $1.99 a month. They don't need to know that, right? You know, you got that second cousin, like Monty Clyde over there.
Right, just $1.99 a month.
$1.99, they get a subscription. So.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that's a great idea.
And then there's the four or so other ways to support the podcast on the website, palmandpine.net. You can give us crypto. You can give us U.S. dollars at buymeacoffee.com, and you can buy things from the Palm and Pine store that you need anyway.
Yeah.
Hats and cups and shirts and stuff.
And, you know, if you can't do any of that, you can share. We love that when if you post something on your page, if you give us a good promo, like, hey, go listen to these old boys. They're both half crazy, but... But you learn something every time you tune in.
Better than Hollywood.
To the podcast. For sure.
Well, you know, Steve, you've always riddled me in the past.
Yeah.
So I thought we might turn the tables and I riddle you one today.
How about that?
You know how that goes.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Well, you know, like I say, I got my ketones pumping.
Okay.
I'm fasted.
I see you got your thinking cap on.
Got my thinking hat. Yeah. I'm breaking bad hat.
Okay.
Let's see what we can do.
Okay, so here it is. The University of Florida. So the question is, how many current or past, head football coaches and college presidents are currently on the payroll? How many current or past head football coaches and presidents are currently on the payroll? Time starts now. Now, this includes the two current guys.
Wait a minute. You started the time and you still...
The worm has turned.
Okay.
And this includes the two current guys, Landry and the Tulane guy. It does not include Steve Spurrier because he left and kind of came back, was hired back.
Okay.
How many presidents and head football coaches still on the payroll?
So they still getting paid as if they're an employee.
Indeed.
Okay, so they still getting paid.
Like they're producing a service.
Okay, like they're coming in.
How many? Time's running out. How many? I need an answer.
Okay, let's see. Spurrier.
He does not count.
Okay, we fired a coach. We hired a coach. I'm going to say three. No. Okay.
You're thinking way too low for Florida man activity.
Let me have one more try. Let me think. Okay. You kind of sprung this on me now.
Okay, well, the time's running out, boy.
Okay, coaches and presidents. Like 9. 8. Maybe I overshot. 8.
Is exactly the number. Now, I got this information from Internet AI, so it could be wrong. So that's where I got it from. So there is no fewer than 8. So on the president's side, Bernie Machen is still drawing a salary from the Board of Trustees. Wow. The guy, what was his name from Nebraska that stayed for like a year? Ben Sasse.
Yeah, the Republican.
Yeah.
They ran him out of town.
He was so bad, he resigned. And he's still drawing $1 million a year up until 2028.
Sounds like a Republican.
Right. Yeah. Okay, then there's the current guy, Donald Landry, and then Kent Fox is now a professor, but no doubt still drawing his presidential salary. I would bet you.
Yeah, because they don't bring their salary down.
Right. No. Once the Bulldogs grab on, they never let go. So that's the four of them. Now, on the head coaching side, so Will Muschamp still drawing a salary from UF. Isn't that amazing?
How can I get one of these kind of deals?
They wouldn't hire us to cut grass over there. Then there's Dan Mullen's still drawing money. Yeah. Then there's the guy they recently fired, Billy Napier.
I can't keep track of. And now they hired some other
loser. He'll be drawing money till the place turns to dust. And then the current Tulane guy, Johnny Tulane, that's there now.
Johnny Tulane.
I will give him credit. The old boy will wear a hat outside, so I kind of like it.
That is, at least he has that much sense.
Yeah, right. So there's your 8, and there may be more. But you know, old Ben Sasse, it was funny. He got run out or had to resign because one of the bad things he did, I heard, is he catered a $30,000 sushi lunch.
Holy.
Now, that got me thinking. If you go down to Barbecue Shack in Fanning,
how long?
They have on the blackboard there their catered or family lunches.
Mm-hmm,
like the Chuck Wagon.
Right, yeah.
The Roundup.
You got 12 people or something.
Right. And one of them, Steve, is the hog trough.
That's what we're talking about today.
It's 2 sides of ribs, 2 pounds of beef, 2 pounds of pork, 4 quarts of sides, and 20 pieces of Texas toast, you know. So what was wrong with this fool getting a $30,000 a catered sushi lunch? He could have got a hog trough for $240.
Right. Well,
he could have gotten 2 hog troughs.
That would be more fitting because these bureaucrats and these politicians are hogs at the trough. That's what they are.
Just all around right then. He could have got 2 or 3 hog troughs and look at all that money he'd saved. And
how much money are we talking, do you think, between them 8?
Between them 8, I mean, we're talking millions of dollars. And it looks like the governor
11, 12 million?
Should be doging there instead of down at City Hall,
right.
Maybe there was a colored woman at City Hall making a little bit of money for a change.
Right, and he's doging that poor lady. Yeah, she made 80 grand or something. But no,
they ought to be dodging these old boys.
They need to dodge that hard. I tell you, I don't mean to complain. I mean, we in the spirit of the holidays and Thanksgiving, but riddle me this, Dr. Barlow, it's 2025.
Yeah. Right.
And in 2025, the Republicans took over the whole Fed, and now not only do we still have income taxes, but now we got also high tariffs and we're bombing other countries.
And they're spending more money than ever.
I just don't understand it. I don't know.
Well, if it was a private university or private school, but none of them are private because they're all getting federal money. But it's just an absolute disgrace. And I thought we would have that as a riddle. Now we all know about it.
Tens of millions of dollars. And these old boys never even darken the doorway over there. Never even show up.
But I did get that information from Internet AI, so it could not be accurate. There's probably more than 8.
Yeah. If anything, there's at least
2 ADs. We could have included them.
There's a baker's dozen, if anything, on deal.
But I had a fascinating news story if we get to that today.
Before we go, I just want to say this is probably going to be our final podcast for the year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wrap
wrap it up. Again, we didn't start until March.
Okay.
And we rolled out about 66 episodes.
Okay.
So
okay.
an incredible.
So we're going to take the week of Christmas off?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll take a little time off. Okay. Incredible output that we've done working hard.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, wishing everybody a great holiday, great Christmas, and looking forward to 2026. I'm
absolutely.
Sure there's going to be plenty for us to get on here and talk about. I don't think it's going to let us down in 2026 either.
Oh, yeah,
but with that, let's roll right into that Palm and Pine newscast.
Breaking news right now.
Join us now for more on all of this. What high school secretary Kaylee Knight.
All right, Dr. Barlow, we need to do some in-depth analyses.
Steve,
on
I
some
saw
of these
this
stories.
Story, and it's one of these allegedly crimes, but it's the kind of crime we need to get this old boy on the podcast. Now, this involves young Florida man, and if you hear us out there, we need to get you on the podcast because it's one of them kind of like borderline crimes, and it's one of them things as you will see. You will know from this crime that this young man will be a whomper stomper for many years to come. You will find out when I read what he is guilty of.
Well, we need some more young.
And we will learn a lot
when
we get into this news story here.
Now, is this a young man?
This is young Florida man.
This is encouraging.
Breaking Bad. Okay. Breaking Bad.
Well,
I will read the headline.
We got our Breaking Bad fedoras on today.
We do. Winter hat on. Now, Florida man, 21, accused of hunting down and killing 13 alligators at night on boat trips down the St. John.
I got one question. Can we get him on the podcast?
We're reaching out to him.
Right.
We're reaching out to you, brother.
We would love to have you
on
the podcast.
And this is Mr. Jacob Luttrell, 21. He's accused of killing 13 alligators during overnight trips this April 2025 on the St. John's River. And I'll show you what did him in, but I learned a lot from this. He's facing a lengthy list of criminal charges accused of illegally killing these gators. Now you would think, old boy killed 13 alligators, that the governor would be giving him a citation and award.
Right.
The county commission would be recognizing him, you know.
I tell you.
He'd be in the paper, you know, with girls around him, but no!
No.
Man. He's facing a list of criminal charges. Oh. Jacob Luttrell, 21, is accused of assembling a small team of people to join him on airboat outings on the St. John's River when he hunted
down
and captured
these. So he's got proven leadership skills.
Yeah.
He assembled a team.
He would steer his boat under the cover of darkness while using nothing but a flashlight to guide the way as he hunted the reptiles, according to allegations. Now this is interesting. What you are allowed to do with alligators in Florida, you are allowed to capture just two alligators per year between August 15th and November the 1st. Now, Steve, that's outrageous. How are you going to feed your family on two alligators a year?
Just that.
There's
no way
you can do it.
He may have had six people in his team. So if you add that
up. Yeah, they got their limit. So you just divide 13 by two, y'all. So, but you have to have a permit.
That's where they get you, that permit. Yeah.
And there are often 15,000 applicants for 7,000 permits, and the permit for a state resident cost $272.
Oh, man.
Steve, you could just buy the two alligators for that.
Right,
could you not go down to that alligator farm in Dade City?
Just
give me two alligators.
I'll take two gators. Five-footers.
Out-of-state residents are charged $1,022, and Luttrell did not have the permit when he allegedly embarked on his off-season outings. He was doing it in April, so there's all these things he did wrong, but I'll tell you, did you have something there?
I'm just saying, it sounds like organized crime. Not Luttrell, but the government.
They can't stand it. I just to tell y'all, they can't stand it when you get food for free.
Yeah,
this goes way back. They just hate it.
If you assemble a team and show some leadership and proactively do something.
And it's a winner with the alligator. You get the food and you get the boots. You know?
Nothing goes to waste. Even like put the claws, you know, on your desk.
Make a coffee cup out of that.
Yeah, make a coffee cup with a claw handle.
But I tell you where Mr. Luttrell went wrong, y'all, and y'all watch out for this.
Did he post it on social? Ah, what are you doing?
See, when you go out and you're doing activities at night.
That's social
media.
When you're
doing activities at night, You leave that cell phone at home, y'all.
That social media ruined a lot of brothers. Now, I know
when you're hunting during the day, you take pictures.
Yeah, yeah. That's great.
That's
yeah.
a tradition. But when you're doing them activities at night, y'all, yeah. you don't take no pictures.
Yeah, pretty much anything you're doing at night, we don't need pictures of.
So some of the old boys that went with him took videos of it all, and that leaked out.
Oh,
that
my
leaked
God.
Out, and that yeah. got the old boy. And then yeah. they had proof, hey, here you are with these 7 alligators on your boat.
Yep.
Okay, and yep. where how'd that happen?
Well, it's all
and
about OPSEC. You're right. Remember that Operation Security, OPSEC.
Right, so when you have them nighttime activities, y'all, don't take pictures of it. And then he said he's facing...
Well, you remember, we had that good brother, and he had stolen the ring from one girl
yes.
and then proposed to the other girl.
Right.
And all of that was fine, but then he went up in there and he posted something on social media.
Right, he was getting married to the second
getting
one.
Married to the second. Yeah, the first yeah, one yeah, just, yeah, yeah. you know, she
yeah,
saw
that's
it.
My rock. Yeah,
there he,
absolutely
yeah, that's,
right.
She saw the rock.
That's
yep.
my rock. And so, so, you know, so it was taking the pictures in the video that ruined him, but that helped us to learn about it. So the Lord, yeah. Lord moves in mysterious ways. So shout out to Jacob Luttrell, 21 of the St. John's River area. We'd love to have you on the podcast.
We're gonna
he's
get him.
Facing possible prison time because I think it's like a second degree felony or something. Hunting
I tell you what, we're
season,
more likely so. To get Jacob on here in that daggum Bigfoot research organization. I think Bigfoot's real.
They are
real.
Eluding us.
I think Bigfoot's real, but I don't think the BFRO is real. So
they think maybe we're going to make fun of them or they satire think, them when we get them on the podcast.
We are an educational format.
We are.
We're just trying to learn more
here,
about
y'all.
That. So, well, I tell you, I appreciate that story there, Douglas. I got something similar. You know, we are right in the middle of the holiday season. And, you know, good tidings, goodwill to your fellow man. And, you know, this is the time of year, you know, you're going to make some donate. I donated yesterday to a cause, and you're going to see things uh-huh, that, you uh-huh. know, speak to your heart. Uh-huh. You want to donate.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's not just money, of course. We're talking about, you know, you might stop by your local thrift store. The Marines are taking up Toys for Tots.
Okay,
I mean,
okay,
there's just all
right,
kind of ways
right,
you
right.
can give.
Right.
And Florida man going to give. He uh-huh. going to donate. Donate just like anybody, just like any place else in our fine country.
Uh-huh.
So this happened 2 days ago over in Palatka.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
Palatka is kind of just a little bit east of us in the middle.
Oh,
of the state
I know
there.
It very well. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of good things. A lot of good things.
Yeah.
A lot of good things happening in Palatka.
Yeah.
Well, they got a big Goodwill store, and this time of year they got a lot of donations, right? So they got them big boxes. They got these big crates. A lot of donations in the Goodwill store. And heck, I go shopping there, you know, at those Goodwill stores myself. You know, you might find a nice fedora or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, so they just about, you know, this time of year, real busy, like emptying the bins, you know, and then put it out and then there's more donations, you know. So a day around there, this was just, let's see, today is Saturday. This was Tuesday. So they around there emptying the bins, you know, you got all kind of different items in there. Well, they turn the bin over, and what rolls out? A live hand grenade. A live, no surprise to you and I, Doug.
Right.
No surprise to us.
He knew what they were worth.
Yeah. But and he probably, you know, he probably had a case of them.
Uh-huh,
like, well,
uh-huh.
hell, you know, I'll give this some other landowner, homeowner, needs a hand grenade for self-defense, as uh-huh, as you should have, right? Normal Florida man stuff.
Right.
They have to, and I'm getting this from the Palatka Daily News, so right from the source here, and let me just read this headline because it tells you the whole story. Grenade found uh-huh. at Goodwill safely detonated off site. So anyway, so they had to come. And I guess that law enforcement, I'm not sure what agency does that kind of thing.
Huh.
It just kind of says Now,
who would have done that in a Goodwill box, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, like I say, he probably had a couple of cases. Like, well, you know, why should I hoard all the ammo and hand grenades?
Probably an expensive little item to get your hands on.
Yeah. And so the Goodwill put out a little statement in the police there in Palatka, and they just said, we want to remind the community, okay, so this is our PSA that we're going to parrot that here on our podcast. We want to remind the community, remind all of y'all to thoroughly check your items when you donate so that you don't mistakenly donate.
It was maybe in a pocket of his coat.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Check your pockets.
Right.
You might have that hand grenade
that
in
old
there.
Coat. Yeah. Of daddy's.
Yeah. And you know, you ain't
that old coat of daddy's. Yeah. There. We don't need
it. You, and maybe you ain't worn the coat since the last cold front. You know, it may have been 2 years ago we had a cold spell and you wore that coat. And that day you wore it, you put a hand grenade in there and you kind of carrying it, and you forgot, right? So now you donate, so check your pockets. That's the message, folks, because you could accidentally donate something that you ain't really trying to donate.
That's it, right.
So,
right.
Pockets, you know, could be a hand grenade, could be, you know, any other thing a Florida man just would have laid around the house.
Yeah, but if you forget a few joints of weed in there, then you're probably not going to hear about that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know,
Goodwill probably not going to call anybody about that.
Bilox and codone and that kind of stuff. They might not hear about that. You know, they know what to do. Employees know what to do with that. But, yeah, they safely detonated this thing at the Palatka Police Department gun range. So there you go.
Palatka PD took care of it.
Yeah, live hand grenade. Hats off to Palatka PD. Uh-huh. Probably a normal thing, you know. Uh-huh. Hey, go get that hand grenade at the Goodwill.
I guess you just pull the pin and throw it.
Billy, run down there to Goodwill.
Now, was it the old pineapple type or the newer, smooth,
the little
baseball
round
type?
Baseball type.
Yeah, right.
And they didn't really into that. But, yeah. Billy, run around there to the Goodwill and get that hand grenade and bring it on down to the range. So, anyway. Oh, man.
The Gators had a good safety from Palatka that could hit. He was like a hand grenade, you know, and he played for the Dolphins. I forget. The name eludes me right now. You know,
Well, like I say, good things happen in Palatka.
Yeah.
They got a good paper mill running there, or they used to have, and a lot of fun stuff going on there and all across the state. And you got anything else?
That's it for today, you know. So,
all right, I guess we're going to wrap it up. We're looking forward to 2026 and coming back and seeing y'all.
When you're doing your activities at night, do not film them or take photos.
Yeah, be careful on that social media.
You know, just leave the cell phone at home, you know.
Yeah, kill you. When you assemble a team, you kind of, all right, everybody check in your cell phones. I love that last name, Latrell.
Latrell. We will hear that name again, y'all.
I hope we get old Latrell in
shaker.
Here. We got to get some of these
people. He will be doing big things in his
life. We're kind of proud of a young man that's showing some initiative.
Right, something besides playing video games.
Yeah. Something besides posting on, you know, Instagram and thinking they done something. They get on Instagram and do a reel and they think they accomplished something. This guy accomplished something. He took out how many Gators?
13.
13 Gators. There you go, man. He is welcome to the Palm and Pine Studio. All right, folks. We'll see y'all. Have a great holiday. We'll see you next year, and keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.